The West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS, it is Skurvo for breakfast. Now, Water Night is coming up tomorrow night during National Water Week. And Water Night challenges Australian households not to use their taps from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. to create awareness around water mindfulness. The Water Night 2021 ambassador is Costa Georgiadis, well-known presenter of the TV show Gardening Australia and others. And he joins us now. Hello, Costa. Good to talk to you today.
Cameron, great to chat to you as well.
Indeed. All right. Well, tell us all about the aims of this particular campaign.
Look, it was one of those campaigns that when I heard about it, and it's only been going for a couple of years now, and I jumped on board straight away because I just really liked what it means and what it aims to do. And effectively, it's saying, hey, as a community, as individuals, we've actually grown up in a climate of, yeah, there's always water. And for those of us that haven't lived on farms, we just go to a tap and just expect it to run.
That's
and
right.
And we let it run as long as we like, you know?
Yeah.
And this is about saying, well, okay, for those of us that haven't had that experience, we need to change. And even without even having to point the finger, say, let's look at our behaviour and ask some questions of it.
Well, I think it's also relevant to a place like the west coast of Tasmania. Because we are a remote community, there's a lot more natural down here. So, and they say that water is our most precious commodity. So that's why I decided I had to get you on to talk about it.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. I'm really pleased to be able to come on and chat about it because it's something that our behaviour change. We only need to tweak a behaviour a tiny bit, and when it's day to day, when it's something that we repeat, we can have a massive impact. And then when you look at how that can work exponentially, because if I change my behaviour a little bit, and there's three people in my family, that's four people changing actions every single day, the amount of water we can save, and then the consequences of saving water is that we have it in reserve, we have it ready, and you can't, the value of a water tank, it's one of those interesting things, because having water in reserve is money in the bank, and if we just keep using it as though it's going to be there forever, we'll come across difficult times. So the thing that I really love about this event is it's simple. It pushes us a little. It pushes us a little out of our comfort zone. That we have to not use the taps. But to me, I say to people, make sure you note down how many times in a day you go to reach for it.
So,
and be honest.
Yep.
And go, oh wow, okay. I just went there just to give that a little bit of an empty and a rinse, or I just wanted to wet the little hand towel and go and wipe this up, or I had all this water in the pot from boiling some eggs this morning and then I just tipped it down the drain. Well, let's think about that. Maybe I could save it and pour it in the garden, and then that means I don't have to turn the tap on because I've watered it. And what about when you turn the tap on and you're waiting for the hot? There could be 4, 5, or 6 litres.
Absolutely.
Just stick a, have a jug on the bench, or have a jug in the bathroom and just capture that water and go and water the indoor plants. Use it to water something out the front. Put it in the jug. Put it in the kettle. There's so many these little actions, let alone if I get to the toilet and that whole idea of, you know, we have a twinkle at night that might only be 100 mils and then we flush 6 litres. To get rid of 100 mils, like just leave it overnight. Get up in the morning, have your morning comfort stop, and then flush it. And just think, if four people in a family did that, and if we save 2 flushes of 4 people, 8 people a day times 5, that's 40 flushes. Well, so that's you know, quite a few 100 litres a week. But then start to times that by the suburb, times that across the whole island. You won't need to build bigger dams, you won't need to have desalination plants, you won't need to sort of have all of these resources to try and make more water or keep water. So those small actions are actually big.
And I think also it makes us realise how fortunate we are that we have full access to water, but at the same time, this campaign makes us realise how much we take things for granted.
Yeah, well, look, the statistics from last year and the year before show that 1 in 5 Australians haven't given their tap usage a second thought. But then the interesting one is that 94% of people claim water's important to them. However, their actions are really falling short because only 18% are actually aware of how they utilise water at home. Like, you know, if I were to ask most people, I'd say, where's the most water used at home?
Yeah.
And, you know, the kitchen is a big one. The garden is a massive one. And then, of course, the bathroom with showering. You know, turn the shower on and then go, oh, well, I'll just go and have a wee. I'll leave the water on and then, you know, it's just running. So,
Brushing
your teeth, you know, we've all heard of that one. But
yes,
a lot of people still do it. One cup of water is more than enough to rinse your teeth after you've washed them. Across the board, there's ways in each room of the house, be it the bathroom, the kitchen, we can adapt and adjust our behaviours in little ways to make a difference. And you know, Taz Water's sponsoring it this year in Tasmania, and they're encouraging all Tasmanians to get involved and to sign up. Because then when everyone signs up, we get more data. When we get more data, we can really drive this. And in a way, it becomes a bit like, you think back to Earth Hour. Earth Hour began in a very small way. And it started with a couple of cities in the world. And then it grew. And I think when you talk about electricity, well, water is equally as important. I mean, we don't need electricity if we don't have water because we're not around.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and it's not about scaring people. It's not like we're not saying to people, hey, you can't, like, still use water to remain COVID safe and all of those other parameters that are going on in the world. But just ask yourself a few little inconvenient questions and get that data. How many times am I reaching for the tap? How could I change that behavior? Do I really need to? And after last year, I was amazed myself at just how you kind of just do it. You just go, oh, well, I just had a cup of tea. I'll turn the tap on and I'll rinse it and I'll soak it and I'll tip it out. And you go, well, I had one cup of tea, which had 200 mils, and I actually used 3 litres of water to clean the cup. You know, you just go, ugh. I can do it different, and I can do it better. And I think you, Cameron, you said it at the top. Water's our most valuable resource.
Yep. It certainly is.
Full stop.
And fresh water at that as well, because it's all purified and all the chemicals are in it as that as well. And I guess as well, I mean, Costa, I was just thinking of this. How has the supply of water changed in the last 20 years? I mean, we hear about water restrictions in Melbourne. Obviously, they've had water restrictions. Is it becoming less and less available?
I suppose what's happening is we're getting more and more people moving into the cities.
Yeah.
And the reservoirs in the cities only hold so much water. So if more people are using the water that we have, and if water isn't falling where the reservoirs are, then we start to have some problems. But just thinking that desalination, for example, is the silver bullet, well, it isn't, because when you actually stop and start to bring about changes that Water Night is encouraging, we don't need to go and spend as a community all this money, because there's water that we're wasting. You catch water from your roof, from your gutters, and catch that in tanks and start to use that to flush or to wash the clothes or to water the garden with, you're going to save a massive amount of water and money. And ultimately, it's about money.
Yeah, it always is, isn't it?
And if it is about money, then people have skin in the game.
Mm.
And you know, when you think about what it would cost to make all these other these massive state investments, when if we just invest locally, and save the water and slow it down, you know? It gets accelerated off our roofs, off our paths, off our driveways, off our streets, and into the creeks, into the rivers, and off it goes. But whereas if we can slow it down, if we can keep it where we are, use it to water our gardens, which then grows the vegetation, which keeps our houses cooler, which means we don't need to put air conditioning on, which means more electricity, which still needs a lot of water to run power plants and so on. But you can see how, you know, me separating my food scraps to create compost is part of Water Night, because it makes me more conscious of growing better soil as a sponge to hold the water that I'm not pouring down the drain, that then grows the plants, which cools the ground, which keeps my house cooler, which means I use less electricity in summer. So I just see these wonderful connections between things like Water Night, Earth Hour, and then if we're growing trees, then it's Bird Week this week. So we can understand that we have habitat, and habitat's only there because we have water to grow the vegetation. And you know, suddenly my perspective on this is wide, but I love to bring it in and say, listen, look at what my action can do. If I save 50 litres a week, I think what would be a great exercise is if you had to carry the water into the house every day.
Mm.
And then you realise 1 litre is 1 kilo.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I get that. Now, look, Costa, if anybody wants to know more about Water Night or National Water Week or anything that we've spoken about, is there a place they can go to look it all up?
Yeah, so, well, the TasWater website will have that. You can also go to waternight.com.au, and that's where you can sign up. And we'll be doing a live sort of broadcast with interviews with people and that on the socials on the night, and people can join in on that from 7 till 9, which will be fun. But, yeah, effectively midday till midnight, take the challenge. See how much it could push your thinking around water. It's a good project.
Yep, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Thank you very much for joining us today, Costa. It's been fantastic to talk to you and hear your absolute passion for it. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Cameron.
No worries at all. Costa Georgiadis joining us this morning. He's the ambassador for Water Night 2021 as part of National Water Week. The night's coming up tomorrow night, and National Water Week is this week, and it's brought to you by TasWater. 7XS, West Coast Feel Good Station. Good morning. You have Skirvo for breakfast.